This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bubba.
When he called John Bubba.
Hey. Ooh, I do have Bubba.
So, all right, Bubba.
So when Dylan John says,
that's what
says,
he told Dylan.
Well,
all right, Bubba.
I'm leaving.
All right, Bubba.
What do you guys think?
Well, look, here's the thing. I think Mike Leach is one of the worst cut now.
You guys don't like Mike Leach. That's fine.
Now, that energy you had with Deion and the way he talked to those players,
well,
you should feel
that.
It a certain way.
I think you should bring that into this conversation as well.
That did strike me, well,
good,
right?
Good.
The difference is
good.
This was not on video. Had it been on video.
Oh, yeah. Well, that, like, that's
look,
right. That was
how
your
many
trump
time,
card.
How many times in our society, has the fact that an act got caught on video change the outcome? Ray Rice, that video, Tyreek Hill.
Well, this ain't gonna change
video.
The outcome because all those players were sorry.
It was Kareem Hunt. Sorry.
Yeah,
Kareem.
Let's not compare it to those.
But I'm just saying.
Crimes when crimes
I understand,
occur.
But I'm saying
that. We understand that there's the trump card.
When you
card
see
is you need to use crimes.
It evokes stronger feelings. You know, it does. And I think
for you.
I think for a lot of people.
And of course, crimes especially.
We ain't talking.
This man compared it to Ray Rice.
Oh, my Lord.
Right?
No, I didn't compare.
Are we losing our minds?
What are we talking about?
What are we
about?
Doing here?
Hey, you don't.
We get it. It was on camera.
You don't,
but you don't need to compare
you
it
don't
to
think,
Ray Rice.
Yeah, you don't think Deion
Sanders.
Deion
was telling some scrub.
You don't think.
Y'all got to go.
Deion
I got the bags coming in.
You don't think Deion
Sanders. We're not
going to
do this again.
Assaulted the egos of those young men.
I am not arguing with you anymore about how Deion Sanders talks to the kids.
Well, you brought it up, dog. I didn't
I'm
it
just
up.
Saying, have the same energy.
I told you.
That's
I
right.
said if
and,
it,
and it's different because Mike Leach didn't do it on camera. If he had.
No, but this is what we know Mike Leach is, though. Let's be clear
well,
about this.
Mike
this
Leach
is who he is.
I loved his.
This?
Did y'all see his answer?
Let me say this. Let me
I didn't
say this.
See the answer.
He says, we only comment on players who are here.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
That is a great rebuttal, I feel.
Look, here's the thing.
In
You're
any case,
here.
We wish him the best.
Yeah,
for this
good luck.
Future.
Mike Leach, just so you know, is playing in the ReliaQuest Bowl. So before Deion can pretend to hold a candle.
Against the Big Ten runner-up.
Against the Big Ten, the ReliaQuest Bowl, okay? That's a big-time bowl. What's ReliaQuest? What is it?
I don't know.
Is it like a map service?
I don't
formerly
know.
The Outback Bowl.
Yeah. Mississippi State, he won the Egg Bowl. So I've had to.
Right, so he's getting a fourth year.
Yeah, I've had to. I told you that before the season that he would win the Egg Bowl this year.
By the time
the payout is $6.4 million for that bowl. Oh,
see, it's
per
it's
team.
Good enough.
If you split it, it's three.
Okay, so
get
so
off the
how about
Relia
that?
Quest.
So $3 million per team. What's Memphis getting for the Utah State Bowl?
It's called First Responder Bowl. Get it right.
Hey, that number came all the way down. By the way, that number dropped from 10. I told y'all 10.5 was too many. It's down to 7 now.
I thought you said we care. He's kept everybody.
No. That was the Oregon State.
Oh, what? Yeah. But I applied that same thinking to we're going to care more playing for Sylvie than Utah State is going
to
care.
10.5 was too many. It's down to 7.
Okay.
Memphis came. We said Memphis going to beat somebody by 2 touchdowns.
Hey, last thing on Johnson.
It ain't the last thing on Johnson.
Well, maybe you got more.
I want to hear what Jason's
got to say.
You didn't point out that, like, he played well against Ole Miss.
Yes.
He had 73 rushing yards on 12 carries, caught 8 passes for 46 yards.
Yes. I do think that Leach separates.
He was useful.
But Leach separates result from what he sees in those practices. Because, like, was it Kylin Hill last year was the guy? Kylin Hill got up out of there.
What's he doing
now? Oh, wait a minute now. After the game, Johnson told reporters that the Bulldogs needed to be more balanced on offense, so he was a little critical.
Talky.
Here we go. Now we're getting to why this is Leach is fine with dismissing him essentially, or not, you know, not welcoming him back.
I think it all plays into it, you know.
There was a little bit of public criticism about the offense there. You know how that goes over people there.
Oh, sure.
So that's making a little bit more sense now. Yeah. Rubbed him the wrong way.
Yeah, backup running back being critical publicly.
And this
I just don't think you're tough. You don't play through injuries.
Well, yeah.
I'm gonna holler at
you. You know what Mike Leach does with injuries? You get put in the shed.
You're damn right.
Right.
You gotta go sit in the shed.
Yeah. Yep.
So and then they turn the light off and they tar you and feather
you. Here we go.
Who's getting rah-rah?
Man, I have no idea. Do I look like rah-rah's handler?
That's a high profile recruitment, dude.
Well, then it'll probably be, you know,
and Memphis
Georgia.
Has offered.
I'm assuming Georgia. Well, I mean, it ain't gonna be. I appreciate Memphis's effort.
He could be our one.
Well, yeah, but he can be anybody's one. He's gonna go like a, you know, an SEC team, Georgia or somebody like that. I appreciate
Silverfield trying to get in the mix.
Well, again, you got a tweet.
You seen Deion getting 5 stars too?
Has he gotten a 5-star?
Bro, go check up on dude.
He's loading up.
You should have seen him meeting with the specialists. I'll be checking.
I love the Deion. I'll be thing checking so
in on
much.
I'll be checking in on the well off media. The company his son runs. I'll be like, what's going on with Deion? He met with
dude,
the kicker.
You're talking about he. I saw the other day. He ranks his kids in terms of how much he likes them right now.
Wow,
it's an ongoing ranking. But we're talking about how a dude talks to. He talks to his own kids like that. Like, y'all, you're number 5 on my list right now. He's got a running list of favorites of his kids. As parents, we said we don't have a favorite.
Wow.
This dude's got him ranked. Back to your point about his son running that. He's got him number 1, Deion Jr., because of the way he runs the PR thing right now. But Deion don't give a damn how he talks to kids. He talks to his own kids that way. There you go. Is that the last on Deion and Dylan Johnson?
I love the Deion stuff.
The next time
I think Dylan should transfer to Colorado. Go play for a real man.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Mike Leach is not a real man, huh?
Yes.
Now, hold on, Brad. He's saying Mike Leach is not a real man.
I'm fine with it. I love the Deion stuff. If I were a stud, let me be clear. If I was a working stud, I'd play for either one of them.
Well, that's not Dylan Johnson.
If I had to pick for one of them, well, maybe he won't make it with Deion then. Maybe he's lazy. I don't know.
Well, I don't think anybody knows about the Deion era. There's going to be a lot of attention on it, though. That's
I'm going to tell you what Mike Leach is going to say. All right, Bubba.
All right, Bubba.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bubba.
Anyway, yeah.
John, what's your work ethic?
All right, Bubba.
Hey, my work ethic is every day I'm here.
All right, Bubba.
6 years. I'm here every single day.
Yes! See, you're part of the working crew.
I mean, I've been fighting through all kinds of ailments.
You're sick and you're battling through.
Not everybody on this station can say that. Know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm battling, so it ain't no question with my toughness. You know what I'm saying? I'm here, baby. I pop that flu, you know, that cold and flu. I'm here, dog.
Somebody's battling over here, Jason.
I'm here.
I know. It's only the gastritis we worry about now.
Now, if I had now,
yeah,
that, and I still did two.
Still put
I did
down.
2 or 3 hours on that one. All right, I did 2 or 3 on that. I think we actually might have done. We recorded the first hour, so we ended up, you know, finishing it out. So. That was a tough one. I threw up in the bathroom. It was gross. But I made it through. I'm tough, dog.
Yes,
I'm
you
tough.
Are.
Damaria Franklin still does not have an update from the NCAA. Still no word. Got some thoughts on that. We'll come back. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN.
Start NFL Week 14 off right tonight with the No Sweat Same Game Parlay from FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or if you've already got an account. You're going to get free bets back if your Thursday night Same Game Parlay does not hit. NFL Same Game Parlay is the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. You've got Raiders at Rams tonight. Raiders, as we mentioned, looking for a fourth straight win. That should happen. How do you put together your parlay? Josh Jacobs going to go over-under on the rushing yards? Probably over. Derek Carr over-under on the passing yards. Devontae Adams, you see, this is an all-Raiders Same Game Parlay. Anytime touchdown, I'm definitely on that Devontae Adams. Build your own or choose from one of the popular SGPs that are pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. Those pre-built SGPs are great for beginners just getting in on the Same Game Parlay fun. However you want to play, though, you can bet the NFL on Thursday night with a no-sweat Same Game Parlay. All you got to do is sign up with the promo code JSmith if you don't already have an account. If you've got a FanDuel account, you're all set. Just sign on in. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL and of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. 3+ legs, minimum dollar bet required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet, $5. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fan.com. Gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
We really need new phones.
plans.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Memphis basketball is going to play its biggest game of the season on Saturday against the Auburn Tigers.
Yep.
In Atlanta.
Big one.
You going down for that one?
Well, not be in the ATL for that one.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's an easy drive, though.
It is an easy drive.
I can do that one in four.
Yeah.
I think maybe for Brad about five.
You can get to Atlanta in 4 hours?
Man, I was thinking about you when I drove to Nashville. You know that, right? I was pressing it.
Were you hitting it hard?
I said, I'm going to show Brad I can get there in 2.5.
How long did it take you?
2.5.
How fast were you going?
Between 80 and 90.
Wow.
Brad, that would be.
That would be illegal.
That would be,
but
a
it was
lot
always
over
my take.
That'd be illegal. You're going to jail, buddy.
Nobody's messing with you.
Most important part.
Nobody's messing with you. 10 miles an hour, 80, 81 over the speed limit. No, they're not messing with you there.
What is it?
So typically, when things get wide open, yeah, you can open it up a little bit. Go to 85, 86. You know where all the traps are at between here and Nashville.
Yep.
You should be making that standard 2.5.
What is it that you
but
call
it's
person
three
that
Brent.
you get behind somebody that's going fast?
Rabbit.
It's a rabbit.
The person is the rabbit. You get behind the rabbit.
Is that a proven working theory?
It works every time. I did it coming back from Charlotte. I made 8 hours coming back through Atlanta.
You found a rabbit.
Found a rabbit.
And how long were you behind that rabbit?
Hours.
Hours.
2, 3, 4 hours. What I loved about that, we had about the same. Because you lose a rabbit a lot of time, they'll run out of gas, whatever else. They need to stop on the exit. Man, it's like, man, you lose that rabbit, you got to slow it back down. If you've got that rabbit, it has not happened. I got to see it happen.
Have you ever seen the rabbit get pulled over?
No trooper's going to pull over both.
No,
how do you do it?
You know the other technique
I've been using? You can't do it.
I go 7 over is what I go. So if it's 75, I go 82.
There you go. So what I'm talking about isn't crazy. I'm not
saying
speed
demon. No, you're not out of line. Self-incrimination.
But the rabbit thing works.
Waze also is an app to use because it's got the bogeys on there too. Waze, W-A-Z-E.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because just my iPhone map is mentioning where I know most of the traps are. Now, it says reported. I've never reported one, but in most of it, because I've made that Nashville drive a ton, you remember as a preps reporter, going up there for state tournaments, Mr. Football voting, I knew where all the traps were. What I've noticed on my iPhone now, when I've got that map up still, is that it mentions where they are as you come up.
It's great.
You don't even need this app.
No,
but
it's
what's
awesome.
The app that you're talking about?
Waze. It's Waze. It's W-A-Z-E. And you even see the cars in front of you who are reporting cops about half a mile ahead of you. And then you can confirm, oh, there it is.
Very
on the
useful.
Side.
Very useful. And it helped me cut some time off.
Yeah. So.
Well, hey, if you can get to Atlanta in 4 hours, then that's a great little trip there.
They made it easy.
Auburn taking on Memphis this weekend. And I guess for me, the biggest thing that is coming out of the pregame of this game, A, obviously great opportunity for the Tigers to go in there and potentially exit with a win over a ranked opponent. But B, Penny Hardaway had a media availability today where he was asked about UIC transfer DeMaria Franklin, who averaged, you know, close to 20 points a game last season for the Flames and has yet to suit up for the Tigers because of UIC's coach
not signing the runoff waiver,
standing in the way of the runoff waiver. So now they've had to sort of go a totally different direction, and they've submitted a mental health waiver, of which the NCAA is yet to rule. Penny says the team is hoping to figure something out regarding the DeMaria Franklin eligibility situation before they leave for Atlanta tomorrow. This is an obvious take, but just because it's obvious doesn't mean that it doesn't still need to be said. They are robbing this kid. The NCAA is robbing this kid of his opportunity to play basketball.
I'm with you, but also because you expected UIC to get to this point, you filed this late.
Well, they didn't think they would have to.
Right, because you expect it, and I get that.
Yeah.
But that's on UIC backing you up.
Yep.
That's not the NCAA. That's UIC.
Well, I mean, look, the NCAA and still should step in there too.
I'm with you, but can you blame? Can you say? Can you make the case that Memphis, seeing that UIC was going to deny this,
I think Memphis
could have filed this earlier.
I think Memphis believed, based on their documentation that they had, the documentation that DeMaria had, that they thought it would be a pretty slam dunk guarantee that DeMaria would just get the waiver.
No, nah, but what I can't argue with it that the NCAA is doing them wrong. Just rubber stamp this like you've rubber stamped every
That's exactly the country.
I'm not going to argue that.
Like,
you're right.
Here's the thing. They whenever they submitted the mental health thing, which was, you know, I'm assuming last month, you know,
when the season started.
Yeah, so maybe 2 months ago, right? This thing has been in the works for a month, 2 months, and yet we still don't have a ruling on this, okay? Why not? What is the holdup? What is the issue? Who is being hurt by this kid playing? I can tell you who's being hurt by him not playing basketball. That's Memphis. That's himself. You know, who is being hurt by this kid playing? It ain't UIC. UIC season is on. It's rolling. It's going. Memphis' season is rolling. It's going. You know, this idea that we are still sitting around on December the 8th and we are wondering and waiting on this kid to get the approval from the NCAA is absolutely asinine. What else do they have to do? They have nothing else to do up there in Indianapolis. They have no obligations anymore. You know, and if this thing is totally off the rails, all you have to do is just say, all right, mental health, kid, you're playing. How freaking difficult is that? I mean, the dad's out there protesting before the game. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they've been very public about this. I don't know what else Memphis is supposed to do. This is completely victimless here if you let this young man play basketball. Who is it hurting? Who is it damaging? No one. It's not damaging anybody because guess what? Even if you keep this kid from playing or you delay this or you dilly-dally around, he ain't playing for the Flames. He ain't suiting up for UIC. It's over. So we're just going to completely, you know, rob him of the chance to play anywhere just because the coach is, you know, bitter and salty and being petty about it? I just think it's absurd. I think this is crazy that we're sitting here almost, you know, a quarter of the way through the season. This thing is underway, and we still are sitting around looking at each other wondering, when can he play? It's just stupid.
I mean, you don't know how big a stack of requests is on those desks of those NCAA workers that I imagine are getting fewer and fewer, you know, in terms of how many people they got up there working as it continues to lose power, the NCAA.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
There's no way I can argue this, John. I don't have a counterpoint here.
Yeah.
Other than you filed this one late.
Yep.
And so how far it goes, some of that's on you. We all realize UIC is it much like we talked about with Russia. No, that's the villain here. UIC even more so than the NCAA guys, because if UIC had just signed that, we wouldn't be here.
Yep.
But then expecting them to do it, to do the right thing, you waited late to apply for this with the NCAA. It does suck that it's gone this far into the season. You wish they had 100 workers up there who could hit this and knock it out. Sounds like Penny, you know, you must have some indication that it is at least on the desk and being looked at, and you're about to get a ruling if you're holding out hope that you're going to get him before this game. That's my point. So at least hopefully it's close, and this doesn't, this doesn't hold a young man who shouldn't be being held out much longer, and helps the team that he decided to elect to transfer.
The real villain is Yaklich. He's the real villain.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But the passion,
some of it's got to be directed at him.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we understand why Memphis waited late, because they shouldn't have had to apply for this waiver request on mental health.
He had the email from the UIC administration that his scholarship was not being renewed.
And that's the classic runoff.
And Memphis, understandably, thought that would be enough.
That's why I can't even blame Memphis for waiting as late as it did, because you figure at some point...
No, the rug was pulled from underneath them with this, man. You know, just because... I mean, I don't understand how this is not a bigger story. I just don't. I mean, we are 2 to 3 months into this thing. It all came together quickly. Emmanuel Aycott left Memphis the week school started, and then, you know, Penny had to make something happen real fast, and to his credit, he did. And UIC's, you know, butthurt about it. So what? This is big time college basketball, folks. This is a business. This is the way it goes. I mean, you think Penny?
I mean, Western
around,
Kentucky did. Yeah,
what I'm saying.
That's where you were going.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, Penny ain't going to sit around and cry about what West Kentucky did to Emmanuel Aycott. Okay, well that happened. So now what do I do now? How do I adjust? You know? I mean, I feel bad for the young man who is just being held hostage practically. You know, again, by a by bureaucracy, the slow wheels of bureaucracy here. And the only reason why that is coming into play is because the you know, jackass coach at UIC won't just say he didn't have a scholarship. Dude, all you have to do, that's all you have to do is say he didn't have a, you know, because if I'm in Luke Yaklich's situation, am I pissed? Am I unhappy? Yes, he averaged 16, 18 points a game last season. He's probably my best player.
How bad you need to win, too, this year?
Yeah, like I'm probably in a situation where I need to win. But here's the other thing.
This is fourth year, it looks like. Third.
I am a devout believer in what you put into the universe. That comes back to you. I'm a devout believer in that, bro. So
two losing seasons. Your point about the being hurt by it. That's why we're looking.
Yeah, no, he's feeling pressure.
Two losing seasons. First, he's feeling some pressure.
But here's the thing, though,
his
man.
Best player decides late.
It's like when you're in a relationship, you know, and when the woman decides that she doesn't want to be with you anymore, there's nothing that you can do, man. You can't sit there and get a boombox outside of her house and try to keep her, man. She's made her mind up. You gotta let it happen, man. It's over. It's over. You're breaking up, man. You can't keep her. No matter what you do, no matter what you say. She's made her decision.
There's no getting her back.
No, I mean, in time, maybe, you know. But what's the old adage? In order to find out if something really is yours, you got to let it go. See if it comes back.
See if it comes back.
Now, we know DeMario was not going to come back. He was not coming back. He's leaving. He's gone. He deserves that right. I know it's his second stop. So what? So what, man?
He just feels he's burned, and he doesn't want to.
Well, again. Get over it,
you
dog.
Have to, but that's the point.
Get
At some
over
point,
it.
You're a pro. You want to recruit kids. You're going to have to get over this. Or that story, look what he did in the DeMario Franklin situation. That'll be held against him. Other schools will use it to recruit against him at that level, I imagine. So in the end, he does himself no good. I'm with you.
Yeah, he's being a.
You got to forgive, man. You know that's part of life.
It is.
You got to forgive and let go.
And again,
hard to do sometimes, but this is a kid. Didn't do any crime to you.
Nope.
Knew nothing to you.
I mean, he just improved his situation.
You're 5-4 this season.
I mean, what's the big deal?
Should have signed the runoff thing.
You know, if a kid comes here and he parlays that into a better opportunity for him, which objectively Memphis is, then, like, I kind of look at it like I've done my job, man. I know that every kid is not going to want to stay here forever. I know that. I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that, you know? Because here's the thing. How can I, with a straight face, go recruit the next kid, you know? Like, how can I do that? There is, more than ever before, bro, there is an ecosystem and a food chain in college basketball. And if UIC is not willing to, you know, help a kid improve his situation, like, how can you with a straight face say that you care about that kid? You know, I want my child to go on to do great things, man. You know, I want my child to, you know, have a situation where she can enhance, she can improve, all these things. You know, can Luke Yaklich truly say that he wants that for his players? He cannot. He cannot.
Why don't you go up there and have a meeting with him then?
Somebody needs to. Somebody needs to whoop his ass. He needs an attitude adjustment.
Are you going to call in the boys?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, bro.
Come on, man.
You cannot say, again, in a living room to a parent that I want the best for your son. You can't. That is a lie. You want the best for Luke Yaklich, you know?
Yeah.
And you're willing to step over anybody that you have to in order to ensure that. Even if it means, he's like, if he don't play for me, he ain't playing for nobody. This is weak as hell, man. So weak. His ass gonna get fired anyway. Oh, dumbass.
Well, I think you've said it all about Luke.
Well,
make sure we send this audio up to him,
Brad.
I hope it's
going to
change his heart.
Honestly,
we're hoping this is the last try at it. Maybe it'll change his heart, his black heart.
Yeah. Let's go over how the UIC Flames have played recently.
Just checking that out.
Lost by 15 to Missouri State, and then they lost by 13 to Drake. Yeah, so
Loyola Chicago that night also got them. Remember we said dad was protesting in that Loyola Chicago game, and they did. UIC did lose that game there.
Yeah, I hope they lose every game the rest of the season. I truly do.
I will say you and Malcolm Dandridge sort of look, you know, spinning it at forward. Well, y'all have something in common now, Joe.
What's that?
You both are not worried about Kendrick Davis
and
shooting woes. How about that? John and Malco.
Common ground.
John and Malco on the same page.
Common ground.
A common ground. Put it to bed. Finally. He agrees with you, John.
Well,
he's not worried either.
He's right.
Kendra Davis is going to have to be big, y'all. You're not winning that game without Kendra Davis being good to great.
So
hopefully he snaps out of the shooting. But I agree with John. He's a gamer. So hopefully that's what you see.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have to remember here, folks, right?
Without a DeMario, and there's you need your good ones, your main ones, to be good to win these kinds of games.
Yeah, I mean, the truth of the matter is that when you have a great player who has struggled in, you know, these Prairie View A&M stupid games, they will meet the moment.
He's due.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. I think he's going to show up and show out in these next few, right? These SEC exhibitions, these showcases here. So just sit back and relax. KD going to do what he does. He's a great player, man.
Y'all talking about Alabama. Nobody's running off on Memphis with that defense.
Well,
the problem is going to be, can you muster enough offense against those teams?
I think it's a tough ask.
But my point is that Memphis' defense should keep them in most games, even against Houston. You know, I'm not predicting wins, obviously. That's an excellent Houston team, but this Memphis defense should be able to keep you in most games.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you.
You know, you lost by 6 to St. Louis on the road, and you lose on a, you know, miraculous bank shot to Seton Hall.
Right.
Nobody's running off on you. I would be surprised if Alabama, I know that's the one we're saying, you know, is the tougher game, just ran off on Memphis. Yeah, they owe them. Yeah, it's down there. You running off on a team that's 18th in the country defensively, we'll see.
Yeah.
Will that team score enough points?
I hope that DeMario Franklin's in the game because they need him.
That'd be a great boost.
They need him, and I think he can really bring something to this team. And if they get him, then, you know, again, one more asset, one more piece.
And he says he can defend, too. That only adds to it.
Yep. Big news. Triple J. Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be at the Wing Guru this Saturday, the Mount Moriah location, 5689 Mount Moriah, 4 to 6 p.m. for a meet and greet. Autographs, picture opportunities. What's better than meeting Jaren Jackson Jr. and getting some wings from the Wing Guru? That sounds like a pretty nice Saturday night to me. I would go with the garlic sriracha also. That's my favorite flavor. But, like, if you want to do the Triple J in honor of Triple J and meeting him, I ain't going to knock you. It's a great flavor. All kinds of great flavors at the Wing Guru.
Y'all might catch me and Chris up there this Saturday. With Jaren Jackson, again, as John said, from 4 to 6 at 5699 Mount Moriah. That one holds a special place in my heart because it was the first one. It was the first Wing Guru. We were there to help open it. Now they're in Houston. They're in Nashville. They're all over the city, obviously. Jaren Jackson Jr. going to be in the house. Meet him and try that Triple J flavor. You'll absolutely love it. Nashville hot, I recommend. John loves the garlic sriracha and so many more. Spicy taco. Man, there's too many lists to name. Too many to list. 21 flavors in all. Go try them all at the Wing Guru. When y'all see Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player turned Chicken House entrepreneur, Chicken House king, you tell him that Jason and John sent you. Please.
That should be a fun time, right? That should be a pretty fun afternoon there all at the Wing
Guru. Jaren's good at those, man. Takes a lot of pictures.
You
going to
take CJ out there?
Oh, could, yeah. We've been doing a lot of Wing Guru lately. So we'll kill two birds. We get the good chicken. Mm-hmm. We see Trip J, who did not get enough shots last night.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, hey, go have a – yeah, that'll be a good time. 4-6.
Couple of things in the NFL here. Dan Snyder did allow a toxic culture, a congressional –
Well, it's about time.
A report found here, which I don't think is going to come as a big shock.
I've been waiting to hear your take on Snyder for a while now.
Well,
now let me sit up in my chair.
In total transparency, I've not had a chance to read the entire report. It kind of came out during the show.
You're right. You will get the big one.
Tomorrow. You know, it's a 79-page report by the, you know, from the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on Oversight and Reform. I mean, this is a heavy topic that deserves, you know, I mean, it's there's some real gravity to
claimed
this.
More than 100 times in testimony that he could not recall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, so that is a pretty, you know, it's not incriminating, but it is certainly noticeable, right? That response.
You ever see the Jeffrey Epstein test?
Dan Snyder's gonna have to sell the team, right? I mean, that's the next step.
I mean,
here.
They're already looking into it, so I'm assuming this is all gonna happen. Yes, it's only gonna get worse for him. So it makes most sense. Get the most value you can and get out. Seems like that's what he plans to do.
Yeah. So that's the first thing. Also, Desmond Ridder is the guy in Atlanta now. They're going to bench Mariota, which, you know, hey, thank you for your service. You competed and you battled, but, you know, we got to think about the future here.
Season's over. Let's see what we got. That's what that is.
Any issues there?
No. I'm actually eager to see Ridder in the sense that, look, it doesn't blow you away with anything, but gets it done, can buy extra time with the legs, which I feel is almost required now in the NFL of your starting quarterback if he's going to be any good. And, again, just brings a little bit more to the table perhaps than Mariota, who you know, the ceiling is just limited on. You know what he is. He's a good
right.
leader. But in terms of leading you to wins, he's not typically going to do that.
That's right.
He can manage, can help you to wins. He cannot lead you to them. We'll see what they've got in Ridder.
Yeah, I mean, he had his...
It's nothing overly impressive. There's nothing overly impressive about him.
That's right. I mean, it's just true. I mean, he's...
But he makes plays.
He will keep you in games. He'll never get blown out with Mariota as your QB. You know, like that's...
Oh, you're talking about... You're back to Mariota. Yes, yeah. I was talking about Ridder. What? In terms of what you've seen from him.
Oh, well, not, who knows? I mean, going back to Cincinnati days, who knows, though? I mean,
he's a gamer. He could be Mariota. He could just be a guy who's that, a manager, and a,
yeah.
you know, not necessarily a guy who can lead you, but can help you win.
Yeah.
We could be. I don't
well,
but the point is, they need to see. Arthur Smith needs to
exactly,
see now what
exactly
he's got.
Right.
Because
so,
the season's over.
Yeah, they should do the same thing in Green Bay. Tell me I'm wrong.
But they're still.
What?
At his mercy, so they can't.
I don't.
The difference is it's a Hall of Famer, and you're at his mercy.
I mean,
you're asking him to please, Aaron, just shoot us straight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take us into an off season again of where you're going back and forth on whether or not you want to be in, so we can go, you know, put together a plan from there. And the question is going to be whether he's willing to do that for them or not.
I mean, they got four games left, bro. And I mean,
if their problem is Aaron says I want to play. They have that's the position they're stuck in.
I guess, you know what, three of the four are home games. So he's probably like, all right, I'll do these last three, and then, you know, y'all see me when you see me.
It would be a heck of a story if he ends up with the Titans. I've been thinking about that ever since you brought it up.
I mean, it feels,
it's a lot of money. It seems
obvious,
like the Titans are going to have to drop some stuff to make that happen. But
well, look, I mean, if you're giving Vrabel a lot of control, then it'll happen.
The problem is, the reason it won't happen is because the Titans have no weapons. And that's the difference. That's why it's not Tampa Bay for Tom. It's not that for Aaron, because there are no bevy of weapons like there was for Tom when he picked Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Well, what about?
So you would have to go get some. And how many can you get?
What about
when you're paying?
Westbrook Akina?
Not gonna work. I like Treylon. I think eventually he will be, but he's not a proven one.
What about
Aaron? Needs to win now. What's he gonna be? 39, 38, 39 years
about,
old? 40.
You forgot about the real weapon, Dontrell Hilliard.
Oof.
Now, how is he still around? That dude got to be like 35.
That fellow's got no weapons. It's crazy that John Robinson lasted this long. And that Vrabel's been able to win as many games as they have.
Yeah.
You know, this season. But I guess it's really just dominating a pretty bad division.
Hey, I'll tell you this about the Titans. They backup tight end, bro. I like him. Okonkwo? Every time I look up, that dude is like 50 yards down the field. When he catches it, it's always 50 yards. I don't know how. I don't know how like that's possible. I think he's got like three receptions for like 75 yards. The actual is 15 receptions for 275. Bro averages 20 yards a catch.
There you
basically.
Go. Yeah. That's it.
He's got a chance.
He gets down the field.
He is he's a rookie. I like him. But it's not going to be enough to like, oh, come throw to a promising rookie tight end. You know, that's
right.
That's not going to be enough. But still, like, I think, yeah, it is a long road to hoe offensively for them. But, I mean, hey. You'll still have picks. You'll still have a second round pick that you can use on a receiver.
Those are some young receivers, though.
But you know, Aaron doesn't do well with those.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the second year Burks.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's not perfect, but is it better than Green Bay? Like for him, psychologically, probably.
He just not at least let that organization move on.
You're gonna be getting like an unmotivated Aaron Rodgers, you know what I'm saying? Like who's just on the back end. He just wants to hang around the honky tonks and, you know, not take COVID boosters.
Just had a whole heap of ayahuasca treatment.
Yeah. That's all he wants to do.
Do you drink it?
I think so.
Or do you inhale it?
I think it's tea.
But the shaman has to make it, right?
Yeah.
Stay away.
But they say it's the most enlightening experience one can have.
But him and Will have not been good afterwards.
No, Will is not. Will is canceled, kind of.
Oh, he's back. Well, he's trying to be back.
Well, yeah, it's not working, is it?
Well, how did it depends on how you mean.
Well, I saw a comedy bit. And I
he
look
definitely it, lost a lot.
It's controversial
with the Rock thing.
But you know, the what's the
but he's still
the movie is called Emancipation, right?
Yes, correct.
So the comic goes, yeah, Will Smith's out here trying to get people to watch his new movies about slavery, and the comic goes, Will's a perfect fit for that role because he's been married to Jada Pinkett, so he should know quite a bit. Yeah.
That's not even. It is an open relationship. It's a slaver. Get stop.
I mean, I got where he was coming from, though. I got where he was coming from. Jada, you know Jada be manipulating.
I mean, she never should have had him on Table Talk. He looked so tired.
That's what I'm saying. That was like you completely.
So I know she put his business out there. Whatever. And then, now they had an open relationship. We're not getting.
Yeah, but you can't tell me that she didn't give him the look like when Chris Rock made that joke, and that's what put him over. Yeah, 100% it is. 100% it is. He wouldn't have done it if she didn't, like, give him the look.
I know he regrets the mess out of it.
Well, and look, by the way, like, why are we not, how have we not forgiven him? How have we not moved on from him?
He's apologized 100 times.
Yeah, so. Like, come on. I mean, if the only person, honestly, whose prerogative it is, whether to forgive or not, is Chris. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, he's the one now, in terms of the forgiveness thing, you're right.
So.
We'll see if he lets it go.
But, yeah, there you have it, some comings and goings. In the NFL, Rams, Raiders tonight should be a good one. Look, Christmas just around the corner, right? You're thinking about gifts, thinking about things you could do.
Yes, sir.
Get creative. Get creative this year. Don't give somebody, you know, just an item that they'll throw away in a couple months. Give them something that they'll use and keep using. That's a membership to Shoot 360. If you've got a son, daughter, niece, nephew who loves playing basketball, who loves the game, I highly recommend it. You know, I'm somebody that loves the game, and although my time has come and gone, your nieces, nephews, sons, daughters may not have. So get them in there. It's interactive. Passing drills, dribbling drills, shooting drills, the same technology that great NBA players use is here in Memphis. They're going to absolutely love it. It's Shoot 360.
If nothing else, you can just go out there and see the spot where Jay Williams, former Chicago Bull, tore up John Martin in a shooting contest. John's still seething that he lost about that one. But point is, you can be as good a shooter as Jay Williams if you put the work in. Shoot 360's got everything you need, the state-of-the-art training equipment, the development coaches, the weight training, everything to see your son, daughter, niece, nephew get better. They're going to have a lot of fun doing it, too. It's the future of basketball training in Memphis. The future's right now at Shoot 360. Go check it out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.